And international envoys are in Athens today trying to determine whether Greece deserves to receive the next installment of its bailout. If Greece can't climb out from under its mountain of debt and can't be saved as a member of the countries which use the euro, it will have to revert to the drachma. As Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens, that's an outcome most Greeks fear.
Souvlaki Bar is that rare business in Athens that's surviving despite the economic crisis. It's a mix of old and new. It's got those famous kebabs, souvlaki, and the sleek decor of a bistro. The food is cheap and good. Souvlaki Bar is in a neighborhood near the ancient agora. Many of the other restaurants here close early because they don't have customers. Austerity measures imposed by international lenders in exchange for billions in bailout loans have cut deeply into Greek pockets. A quarter of businesses have closed in central Athens. Dimitris Limonopoulos owns Souvlaki Bar. He's holding on now, but says his business is doomed if Greece reverts to the drachma. I import my meat from Denmark because Greece doesn't produce enough, he says. Greece imports far more than it exports. The cost of those imports would skyrocket under the drachma, says economist Panos Tsakloglou.
For firms that are importing, the situation will be kind of dramatic in the sense that nobody would accept initially drachmas.
That's because if Greece left the eurozone, the immediate transition would be difficult, he says.
Technically, in the sense that even if you want to use drachmas tomorrow, drachmas do not exist. You need to mint coins, you need to print banknotes and so on, and all these things are not available right now.
The drachma would have no price during this chaotic period, he says. People would flock to banks to withdraw their money. They would clean out supermarkets where most goods are imported and would run to gas stations. And once the drachma is established, he says, Greece would be left with a devalued currency compared to the euro. A devalued currency would help people like Yannis Yangos. He makes wooden donkey puppets and sells them at a stand near the ancient agora. He points to one puppet, which he makes for 1 euro and sells for 5.
He costs 1 euro, I sell 5, because it's euro. If I have drachmas, I take it to 1 drachmas and then sell 2 drachmas.
Yangos explains that tourists say 5 euros, which is more than $6, is too expensive. So he wants the drachma, so his donkey puppets will sell. Christos Tsoutsas, who runs a metalworking shop nearby, also isn't selling these days. I have a big mortgage and I can't pay it, he says. Look around here, I don't have any customers, and I don't know what's going to happen. Economist Tsakloglou says proponents of the drachma claim people like Tsoutsas would benefit if Greece left the euro.
They hope that once we return to the drachma, they will repay their loans in drachmas rather than euros. This is a big if for a different reason. I mean, several of our banks, for instance, have taken loans from abroad. In order to repay these loans, they need euros.
And the Greek state would have to pay much of its own debt back in euros. That means a much bigger debt in drachmas. Tsoutsas, the metal shop owner, says he doesn't want to take that risk. Like 80% of Greeks, he wants the euro. So does Dimitris Limonopoulos, owner of Souvlaki Bar. The euro's not just about money, he says. It's very important for Greeks to feel like they're part of the European economy, he says. How terrible would it be for so many people to have worked this hard for so many years, to have dreams in a country that won membership into the European Union, and then to lose it all? For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.